We're here at the demo conference, the audio podcast, because the light's terrible, with Charles from El Dorado. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
First VC on the books today. So, you know, whenever I need a new round of funding, I just talk to all VCs. What are you investing in these days?
We're investing pretty broadly still, early technology, trying to get into the pod tech business, but we can't get in because it's too expensive.
El Dorado, you're right on the heart of Sand Hill Road. I saw you the other day when I was heading over to Venrock for a meeting, and all the VCs live in the Quadra Center. That's where they had the TechCrunch party. You're right there. How many VCs are right where you live right there?
I think there are at least 10 or 15 firms in the area. It's a great place to be. I mean, you definitely compete with other firms, but the reality is you spend a lot of time collaborating as well, and so it's nice to be able to walk across the hall and ask guys what they think about an opportunity or a market. So it's been a great location for us.
It's good for the entrepreneur. They just go from one VC to the other, knock on doors, and get the money, right?
Yeah. Well, it's funny the number of times you walk into out to lunch or something and see a guy who's in pitching you the day before going in the office upstairs. But hey, that's what people are out trying to do. So it makes sense for them to be able to go to one location. And
I just did a blog post before I came down, took a shower. A lot of VCs here. I mean, demos always had a great buzz. They survived the tech depression of the 2000s, but now the economy's doing great. A ton of VCs here. A lot of big name companies. What's your view of demo? Tell people the vibe here.
So I think it's a great conference because I can come down and see 40 or 50 incredibly interesting companies in the span of just 2 days, and there's really no other conference where you can do something like that. It's just worth it because you can come down and see such a broad range of things that it would take me months to get these companies to come in and spend time with me in my office. So it's really an exciting vibe. There are always some companies are going to emerge here that you never would have expected to be successful or never would have thought about. And a couple years from now, we're all going to be talking about them. So it's a great place to be.
I was joking with Robert Scoble, big blogger on PodTech staff, about demo. And it's like a combine workout, isn't it? Like all the entrepreneurs come down, do all their best moves for the VCs, right?
I was over there today. These guys are all in their meetings, prepping, checking out the stage. I mean, you've got 5 minutes for glory, and if you get it right, it can be fantastic. And if not, it can be a miserable, miserable experience.
What are you investing in these days?
So we really are pretty broad technology on the early stage side. We're looking at a lot of the things on the hosted software area. In particular, we're looking at security around hosted Web 2.0 environments. The security environment's changed. Identity management's changed significantly. And we're not seeing enough companies who are developing web technologies think about the security issues that they're creating, which is going to come back to bite people down the road. So we're seeing companies like Symantec and others start to make announcements in that area, and we're starting to look at technologies there as well.
All right, enjoy the show. I'm going to go get some interviews.
Thank you.